listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Neal Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Somebody bless God in this room. Somebody bless God in this room now. Oh, somebody bless God in this room. Somebody bless God in this room. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I have been redeemed. Come on, don't be afraid of it. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor, I have been redeemed. I want you to understand something. I prayed and I said, I come in the name of Prince Emmanuel, Prince Messiah Yeshua. I want you to understand something, that our enemy is also a prince. Prince fight against prince. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, a prince does not fight with commoners. If you understood that, you would have given the Lord a powerful praise. Thou wast perfect in thy ways. We're talking about Prince Lucifer. Anybody with me? Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Hello? I want you to understand the enemy that we are up against. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as a profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee. Not your neighbor and say, prince, you can be destroyed. Oh! Covering cherub. Do you know what kind of angel is called a cherub? A cherub covered the glory of God. A cherub dwells in the very presence of Yahweh. A cherub is not an ordinary angel. A cherub is God's bodyguard. You would wonder why God would need bodyguards in heaven, huh? That is because a prince has the ability to become corrupt. So you sit there and you look at me and you go, oh, prophetess is so anointed. She is such a powerful woman of God. Let me tell you something, baby. I have the ability to become an adulteress. I have the ability to become a murderer. You ever just see some people that wants to try you because they know that you are saved now, and they knew that you used to be a cusser, and so they provoke you, want you to cuss? I guarantee you that if a fight break out here today, if it's even one person, will say, I'm not going back to that church. But this great cherub create war in the presence of the mighty God, but heaven still exists. Oh, somebody give the Lord total praise. He said, oh, covering cherub from the midst of the stone of fire. Oh, what a powerful cherub. Somebody shout glory. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. God's prince. I don't know why God put mirrors in heaven. If he didn't put any mirror there, then I would believe that this cherub would not have realized how beautiful he was. And then you want to tell me that we shouldn't look like we are Prince of God. Some folks have the nerve to say that. If you are really a Christian, why are you wearing gold? And why are you wearing diamonds? And why are you wearing... Are you kidding me? Do you know who I am? Hello, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you haven't even seen beauty yet. Come on, look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, this body that I have, it's not even the real deal. Come on, look at somebody and tell him, God has a better body. One that cannot be wrinkled. Kondaba sendiasa. One that cannot feel no pain. Oh, somebody praise him. One that is perfect. That's why I am not at the surgeon trying to make my nose a little straighter. I got a better nose somewhere. That is why I'm not in the surgical room trying to get my breast lifted. I've got some better breasts. Sakonda la basendiosa, mikindi andolo bosi kendiosa. Oh, you know, sometimes God's people said, oh, I don't have it. Yes, because you're spending that money trying to straighten out your nose. You foolish prince. Come on, not somebody and tell them, I got a body in heaven. The lips are fully Botoxed. Come on, tell somebody, I really don't need the gym, you know, I got a better body. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom. Woo. By reason of thy brightness. You know, that is a problem we have. Because we have some prince that are sitting in the pew. And all that they can see is that I belong up there. That is where I belong. I know I would look good up there. Hello? But tell your neighbor, there don't have to be any war in this house. Said, if you want to get up there, I'll come down and give you my space up there. If you are created to handle and this part of the presence of God, then be my guest. Because I want to bring something to you. We like to fool ourselves. Like I said on Thursday night, we are broke, but we carry the Louis Vuitton and we carry the Coach bags. And they are over $1,200, Bishop. And sometimes we don't have $12 in them. Come on, let's tell the truth in here, yeah? And there are some red bottom shoes out there that some of them is even 3,000 and plus. And one of these days, I'm going to wear one up in here too, you see, because I just want you to know that I'm loaded like that. I don't hear a lot of amen. Amen. And we like to say that I was in the presence of God. We like to say, you know, I was in the presence of God this morning. Let me tell you something, honey. You didn't even get close. Do you know what it is to be in the presence of God? No man can enter the presence of God and remain the same. Moses just saw his back part. And Israel could not stand in the presence of Moses. Hello? Did you hear what part I said? He saw his back part. Tell somebody, take me to that place. I don't even need to see his back part. I just need to see a little finger. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. I believe that sometimes he just looked down, and before you know, some of you are saying, I wonder why some people just fall out like that. why are they so excited? Honey, God just looked down and just one of his eyelashes fell out. And it dropped on the top of 2400 way drive. And before you know it, people say, that was not the presence of God. That was just a little eyelash. One eyelash. Oh, somebody bless God in this house. Tell somebody, take me to that place. So come on, tell the Lord, Lord, just a little finger. Said, Lord, I don't need the whole hand. Oh, Jesus, somebody bless his name. Can I take my time with this word? I will lay before thee kings that they may behold thee. Oh, Jesus. He was not created for kings to look upon him. He was created to serve the presence of God. But because he allowed iniquity to fill his heart, he said, verse 18 said, thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries. This cherub had sanctuaries. That's why I refer to Bishop as Prince Gil. He have more than one sanctuary. That's why Prince Lucifer was able to corrupt so many angels, because he was over many sanctuaries. Oh, you don't understand. Not somebody telling that God have possessions up there for you. Hello? Where am I? Come on, help me out. He said, by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy what? Thy traffic. Simply meaning that he was moving from one sanctuary to another. And if there are no mirrors in heaven, then it simply means that the other angels allow him to know how beautiful he was. And it got to his head. Somebody ought to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Say, Lord, I know I'm cute, but help me not to see how really cute I am. And if I so happen to discover it, help me, God, that it don't get to my heart. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. Is this cherub dwell among the stones of fire? God said, out of you. Tell somebody, God will pull power out of you to deal with you. You see how much power we have, Prince Johnson? You even have enough power to destroy yourself. God don't need my power to destroy you. You're powerful enough to destroy your own self. And Brother PJ said, don't get in no hurry. I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And they that know thee among the people shall be what? Astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror. And never shalt thou be anymore. Prophetess, why all this? I point out all this to let you know who the enemy is. I point out all this to let you know that you must understand the emotions of the enemy. I bring out all this to let you know that you must understand the mission of the enemy. The mission of the enemy is to dethrone God. He said, I will ascend my throne above God's throne, above the stars, because he had forgotten who his creator is, because he still exists. I want you to understand that this devil, and stop coming in God's house talking about the devil try you this week. You've never seen him. Oh, I tell you, Satan rose up against me. That's a lie. Can I tell you something about the devil? Did the word of God ever let us know that he's omnipresent? Can Satan be in all places at the same time? Talk to me. So you have never seen him. And as a matter of fact, he haven't messed with you yet. Not your neighbor and say, he haven't even got to your name yet. Let me tell you what is going on. He just has some little fallen angels. And he is somewhere. Well, I heard the word of the Lord said that. Isn't he in Persia or somewhere there? He is the prince of Persia. Ah, that's what the word said. So I believe that's where his home is. And if you want to see hell raise, let us take a trip to Persia and try to start a church there. And so because he's not omnipresent, what he does is he have an assignment, and he assigned a little coward prince over your house. And then he sent another one over your house. I'm showing you that we have the power to defeat these little squatters. The devil himself, Prince Lucifer. The word of the Lord said he is like a roaring lion. Underline the word like. He is not a lion. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua, is the lion. So all that he is in Persia doing is going. And God's people running. Oh, Bishop, pray for me. The devil is on my back. Every prince is trained to be brave. And that's why God don't see female in his army. He said, for as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. And every son of God is a prince of God. God is so just that even though Satan rose up against him, Prince Lucifer, he still gave him position. And you want to tell me that I am a prince and I must be walking around busted? I have position, man. I'm not Prince Lucifer. He said he control. What is it God gave him to control? He's a prince of the air. Come on now. Come on now. And that's why you hear him. Something I learned about a lion is that a lion cannot run a very long distance. So when he leap at you, he is swift because he know that he is soon to be out of speed. He is soon to become winded. So he's very fast. So as long as you don't become a coward and as long as you fight against him, the Lord said he'll flee. So he's trying to take away your house and take away your family. You have to know to become a sword man. Oh, I'm so sick. Oh, I'm so weak. You're a prince. Straighten up yourself. Somebody called me the other day. The person said, I just got back from Jamaica and I lost my job. And now I know I'm going to lose my apartment. I said, who tell you that? I said, who tell you you're not going to get a job tomorrow? Come talk to me. Hello? This person was ready to pack up everything. Hello? I said, who tell you that? Not only is that person still in there rightful place, but also driving a new car. I'm talking about just a couple weeks ago. It just takes one prince to minister to another prince. Prince, straighten up yourself. Prince, hold up your head. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Prince, take that malice out of your heart. Nicola is not your enemy. So he don't want the preacher to preach. He sent someone to provoke your spirit. And he landed them in the front row. I told them in Jamaica the other day, I said, some of us think that when people are possessed, it's people that act like this. These little spirits have a way of getting into our mouth. And you're going to have to help me out sometimes, because sometimes they get into my mouth, huh? But you see, because you're not omnipresent, come on now. So when he is in my mouth, he's not in Dr. Brown's mouth. So when Dr. Brown recognized him coming out of my mouth, Dr. Brown looked at me and said, the God of heaven rebuke you, Lucifer. Amen. Hello? And I'm not supposed to be upset with Dr. Brown. He's not calling me Lucifer. He's just recognizing that he's in my mouth. Sometimes he leaps in your mouth, and before you know it, you start talking about the brother. Sometimes he leap in your mouth, you start talking about the bishop. Hello? Sometimes he get into you and he tell you that that eyeshadow is not enough. Sometimes he take your finger and daub up some more. And by the time you get to church, everybody going, huh? And rather than praying for the next prince, because every last one of us have the ability to become corrupt. Are you with me? I said every last one of us have the ability to become corrupt. You're going to have to watch out for him. Because sometimes he allow you to preach a great message. Yes. And then when you get home, he fill up your heart. And he said, "You see how great of a message you preach? You know that Bishop Gale could not preach that message." And you know, sometimes he come right in the midst of the two of you and said, you know she's not reaching you. You know you could do a better job. Why they didn't just give you the day to preach? And you're sitting here and you're looking at me, you go, "I would have done a better job." You have to recognize him when he comes, because this is how he operates, huh? Hello? Because you have to understand, when one prince get up, that prince get up because that prince is in the presence of God, and God has something for the entire house, huh? So you say, "Lord, if all that the prince have to say is, 'Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.'" All the prince over there should be saying, "Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus ransomed me. I magnify God. I remember that the blood of Jesus rescued me from my deep, dark situation." Somebody magnify God. And sometimes he tricked you. And he said, "You see how good you preached last week? Tell them you have a message this week again." And then you get up to preach, and the presence of God never showed up. And now you have the microphone in your hand and you don't know what to do. Hello? Hello? And you become confused, and you have the notes before you, but everything that is coming out of your mouth ain't making sense to you. And it have to make sense to you before it makes sense to the people of God. Oh, somebody magnify God. You have folks coming to church and looking at God's prince and saying, "You see that demon there? You better not talk like that around me, because if I hear that coming out of your mouth, I'm going to rebuke you so strongly, it's going to make your head spin." Because it takes one devil to recognize another devil. Come on and bless God. "Dr. Brown, I am not your enemy, sir. And if you find me fighting against you, sir, I'm possessed. Pray for me, man. Pray for me. If you hear me talking about you, I'm possessed. Pray for me. And don't be afraid to let me know that I'm possessed. Don't be afraid to call Bishop and say, 'Bishop, prophetess is possessed. Help me pray.'" In psychology, they said that every human being go into a moment of insanity at a certain time of the day. Can anybody attest to that? You ever just be going through a day and you have to stop and catch yourself? You just feel like you can't remember anything. You put down the car keys and you're ready to go. The car keys in the house, you can't find it, huh? I have my glasses on my face and I'm looking for my glasses. I'm on my phone and I'm looking for my phone. I'm talking to Sister Georgia and I'm searching for my cell phone. I just lost my mind, baby. Come on and talk with me. So maybe you happen to bump into me in my moment of insanity. Hello? Let me tell you what the word of the Lord said. The word of the Lord said that those that are cursed, that the curse is on, he said, itching will come upon them, and it shall not be healed. So it's okay for those that are blessed to itch, but you must receive healing. Oh, somebody bless God in this house. He said, if the curse be upon you, you will have burning that cannot be healed. It's okay for your body to burn, but if you are blessed, you must be healed. Say, be careful now. You don't even own the clothes on your back. Where is the enemy? What is he up to? The enemy is right there on your shoulders. Take the initiative and just brush him off. Come on. You don't have to speak in tongues. You just have to say, "It is written. Get behind me." Come on, that's all it takes. It is written. Get behind me. Come on, come on, don't be afraid. It is written. Get behind me. Revelation 12 and verse 7 says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon." He had some strength too, you know, Bishop. And let me tell you something. I hope to God that we have enough prince our princes in the city of West Palm Beach that there is not an assigned prince called Lucifer over our city. Make sure that you are the prince in your house. Come on now and say amen. Because you see, when the demon is the prince in your house, you have war in your house. There's no peace in your house. Mighty God. And he said, and he prevailed not. Neither was there place found for him anymore in heaven. He can't go back there. There is no place for him there. Raise your hand and said, I cannot go back where I'm coming from. Stand on your feet and shout, I am a prince of God. And I've got the power of God to defeat all that come against me. Said, I am the prince of God. The Holy Ghost is our artillery. So use the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost is not just speaking in tongues, you all. It's about putting the word of God in your mouth. Huh? When Jesus got to the pool of Bethesda, he just looked at the man and said, take up your bed and walk. Come on now. You just have to look at that light bill and said, be paid. Come on, look at that financial struggle and said, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Look at that business that you have and said, bring forth. Said, bring forth. And speedily too. So who am I? Who am I? Who am I? I said, who am I? So I close with this. Hug the person next to you and said, I realize you're not my enemy.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91 God in the Raw. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep our radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida 33409. Again, that is 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida 33409, or call 1-888-91 God in the Raw. That number is 1-888-914-6346. Be blessed.
Of the yard.